Hello and welcome to Tyra Talks. Today's episode is about spirituality, and I just wanted to essentially discuss my spiritual journey so far and when it started in my sort of mind, and take it from there really. It's such a huge subject. It's you know, philosophical. It means different things for different people, and when you use that word spiritual, some people automatically think back to their religion if they belong to one, or if they've come from one. Or some people look at it like, you know, you were up with the fairies. Some people see it, you know, as particularly atheists sometimes see it as all lumped in the same category. But I just wanted to really sort of expand on what it means, and because it's such a big word that covers such a huge amount of subject matter, that, you know, it's not something that I can discuss deeply in a 15 to 30 minute podcast episode. You know, there are thousands, possibly millions of books on this. And it always comes down to the fact that each individual experience is so different. That's why people are able to write so many books about it. To be honest, I didn't really plan what exactly I'm going to say. I decided, do you know what? I'm going to just go for it and start. So, what is spirituality? I think it is essentially, my belief is that we are all spiritual beings and we are having a human experience. You know, we will have been, probably will have been born many times and have a past life. And you know, for example, I believe in past lives because, you know, sometimes you meet people and it's like you've known them all your life, right? How many of you have had that experience? Or you meet somebody and you connect instantly, and it's like, do I know you from somewhere? It's like your soul recognizes that soul. And, you know, I completely, fully believe in that. And there even is sort of indications in a particular Abrahamic religion, and I'm not going to say which one, that indicates that there might be some kind of, you know, link to us having past lives. And if I say which religion it is, there's going to be so many people from those religions or that religion who's going to turn up and say, oh, you're wrong, that's not what we believe, and etc. And it's just sort of like, yeah, I think for me, I like to describe spirituality, I think, is like the underlying foundation that is, you know, what we all wish to be: peace and calm and love and happiness. And it's all the other things that come in and interrupt that journey. And I think that's what sort of all gets mixed up in describing and understanding what spirituality really is. So, yeah, I think, you know, when you delve into spirituality, sort of like the understanding that we're all one, and it's called the oneness. And, you know, we either choose to divide one another for an unhealthy purpose, not that we are, you know, causing divide as in divide and conquer, and you belong in that category, and, you know, you have, you know, darker skin than me, and you have lighter skin than me, and therefore we are completely different and we cannot, you know, be soul family, because that's not true, right? You can be completely different from a completely different race and still have that connection with someone, that soulful connection with someone, okay? And I've experienced it from literally with people from all walks of life, all ages, different, you know, ethnic backgrounds. And yeah, and I can say that when it's real, you sort of really feel it. And not to be afraid of understanding and questioning what spirituality is and what it does and what it means, you know. I grew up in a religion, you know. I was born into a family who practiced a religion, and I was sent off to Catholic school, and I got to, you know, go to church a lot. I had a lot of Christian friends, Catholic friends. Church has been very much part of my life, most of my life, if not all my life. And you know, I was so extremely interested in Hinduism. You know, I remember as a five-year-old, or maybe, yeah, I was about five, and we had this lady come to our house, and it was my mum's friend, if you like, and she was like a mature student, and she'd sort of been traveling around the world, and she was also studying some kind of homeopathic medicine or something very interesting. And she came to our house, and she left all her luggage. She was like, "Can I leave all my things here?" And my mum was like, "Of course." And I saw all these bags, and I was like, "Wow." I said, "That's what I want to do. I want to travel the world." Because I was like, why did she leave all her bags here? And my mum explained that she's been traveling the world. And my mum was like, "What?" She was like, "Oh my God, you're 5 years old and you want to travel the world?" She kind of was taken aback by my statement. And I just thought, yeah, I do. And I guess in a sense that sparked my interest, because I loved the fact that she was Hindu, and I didn't understand what that meant, why she was different to me. But she just really sort of really intrigued me, and I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, I was always amazing at religious studies at school, which is something that we are supposed to do in this country. It's compulsory, unless you can have a religious exemption to not study religion, which is so ridiculous. It's absolutely beyond me. But we did have particularly pupils of Pakistani origin, whose families practice Islam, who used to basically, not everyone, not all Muslims in my school were exempt or applied for exemption, but I remember they did. And I just to think, what? Like, what's the problem? Why are you afraid to learn about somebody else? Why are you afraid to learn about somebody who is different to you? You know, is it because you are afraid that they might find something more beautiful that's outside of what the barriers that you have erected for your child, you know? And I just remember thinking, it was so disturbing to me, like, how do you get out of this class when this is an amazing class? You know, I thoroughly enjoyed all things religion, I really did. And I have to say, you know, I think perhaps it's because I grew up going to church, that I didn't used to find Christianity as interesting. It used to always take up the bulk of the learning subject matter. Whereas, you know, other religions like Judaism, Hinduism, Sikhism, I used to find so, so interesting. And it's something that's always followed me, from, you know, extracurricular, whether I went to essentially go to church services with friends, or, you know, really sort of connect on certain ideas that religion brings with it. So things like being kind, being generous, you know, protecting your body, not in terms of what you wear, but in terms of how you share it and with whom you share it, because that also ties in very nicely with the spirituality aspect of it, which religion was never able to explain fully. It was always, religion always explains it in a way that's so very patriarchal and very sort of slut-shaming and sex-shaming and that type of thing when it comes to the understanding of what, you know, protecting your body really means. which I don't agree with, right? However, there are other elements of it which are very, very beautiful and do explain it. So as you can see, I have you know, ended up discussing the two which have become intertwined when it comes to explaining what spirituality is. But the baseline of it is spirituality came way before religion ever did. Spirituality has always been in existence. It is that, you know, all those inexplicable moments and bonds and connections that we have with one another, and even with animals, and also with, you know, crystals and the Mother Earth, whether it's swimming in the ocean or, you know, sitting under a tree. All of those things are part of the spiritual soul's journey, and it doesn't matter what religion comes or goes, none of that is ever interrupted by man-made and man-interpreted ideas. So, you know, I think, and that's why I love it, because it's so unifying. It's so profound. It literally, once you delve into it, you see it's so sort of above anything you will have ever comprehended, because it's also below and it's underneath and it's everything, and it's something that includes everybody, and it doesn't, you know, place upon you a label. No matter what you think, spirituality is freedom. It essentially gives you the freedom to be exactly who you are in this life's journey, and be so unapologetically, without having the debate of all of the things that religion brings, and all of the things that politics bring, and all of the things that, you know, just sort of being a human being in a capitalist society, particularly in the West, brings with it. So, you know, and it's very interesting, because even Islam, which is, you know, a religion that's constantly under scrutiny, constantly being bombarded and blacklisted, and, you know, you name it, it's had it. And even Islam has a hugely beautiful, you know, mystic part, which a lot of people understand as Sufism. But Sufism isn't just the only element of spiritual Islam, but it definitely is a very profound part of it, and it's incredibly beautiful, and it's full of poetry and freedom, and, you know, soulful dancing and letting go. And this is the thing about spirituality that is so incredible, is the art that it really does teach you to let go, and nothing else does that. You know, most of the time religion is about fear and instilling fear in you and being God-fearing and this and that. And fear is never a good thing, unfortunately. I mean, okay, for example, I understand that, you know, the fear, if a lion is after you to kill you, your fear will make you run away from it. Yes, that makes sense. But in terms of doing something out of fear versus doing it out of love, two very different things, and will have completely different effects on your body and your mind, you know, and your body mind, in fact. So it's that, you know, idea of doing something for the oneness, for love, and vibrating at the highest level you possibly can. And what does that mean, you might ask? And what it means is that, you know, everything on earth has energy, is energy, except for dead things. So, you know, you just think about it like this: everything but dead things all have energy, from stones to trees to the grass, plants, human beings, animals, you know, everything has energy. And therefore, everything that has energy also has capacity to absorb, and also give off energy. And, you know, physics, I guess with the laws of physics and measuring things in terms of science, you'd probably be measuring the field around a particular thing, a particular item or object, and that has been measured by people who are experimenting and studying and researching physics all the time. And they found that, you know, the highest vibration that's recorded is when people are is love. The highest sort of form of radiation, if you like, not radiation, but but sort of waves that are measured, is when someone is doing something in love, or is in love, or says or does or shows something love and gives something love. And it's like you probably would have seen on, there's so many videos on YouTube about, you know, when you have something growing, like a plant, and you have, they've done experiments where they've put one plant one corner, another plant another corner, exactly the same seed, exactly the same water, in the same room, but one is in one corner and the other in the other corner, and people are forced to go and spout sort of negative hatred at one of them and caring and loving words to another. And it's found that, you know, the one with the love essentially grows, and also it grows faster, and the actual composition of the water is completely different to the one that's been, you know, hated on. So it's very interesting, because that's exactly how it works. And, you know, it's really important, because the other thing that spirituality does, it sort of gets you to question, what's your consciousness saying? What are you, you know, when you're thinking about something, it's like, what am I thinking about? Why am I acting this way? Why am I being jealous? Why am I being unkind? Okay, so if somebody was unkind to you, for instance, then you can say, actually, no, this person needs a loving response, not an aggressive response. And essentially, you know, teaches you to question and bring it from within and say, okay, I need to take a step back, check myself, which is the most beautiful gift ever, once you're able to do that. And it's a gift to yourself, you know, and humanity. And you're able to say, okay, now I need to give, you know, this direction, or give myself the love to understand what this particular aspect of it really means. So yeah, I mean, you know, and then of course, you know, meditation and yoga, and, you know, drinking plenty of water, writing down, you know, mantras and repeating them, and affirmations like, I am a loving person, I am a kind person, I am going to be very giving and generous, and I will always be patient with those who require kindness from me, for example, is an affirmation that you might need to repeat every day until you achieve that level of understanding that you wish to bestow upon your fellow human beings. So yeah, and also the other thing that spirituality does, it sort of makes you question why you do certain things that you do, and whether or not they've come from a good place. And if they haven't come from a good place, you are then, you know, sort of asking yourself, okay, how can I be better in this realm? How can I respond better to something that will make me feel better about myself? Because it's all about self-improvement, right? And that's what is so incredible about a spiritual journey. Ultimately, what it comes down to is you, and that's how we change the world. We change the world by changing ourselves. And if all of us start individually taking accountability for everything that we say, do, eat, think, sleep, how we behave, how we respond to one another, then that will automatically have. If everyone does that, can you imagine the impact on the planet that that would have? You know, it's like, for example, I eat a plant-based diet, and I remember when I started eating fully plant-based again in October 2016. I'd had a couple of years gap where I was eating whatever, but I've always been inclined to eat plant-based since I was very young, since I was about 5 actually. I used to really struggle with meat consumption. That's neither here nor there. However, what happens is when you become a vegan, and I'm not a vegan, but when you do, you become part of this society which it can be almost cult-like, sadly. And what happens is everyone's sort of like the police, like the vegan police. Oh my god, did you just eat that? That's got, I don't know, animal residue. Oh my god, did you just eat that from that company? Well, they're not very ethical. Well, they serve a lot of meat. La, 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 la. So there can be quite a lot of judgment in when you join something, when you join a movement. It could be any movement. It could be the Black Lives Matter movement. It could be, you know, women's rights versus trans rights. Absolutely anything you think of, there's always someone that has something to say about you, about us as people. And during those, you know, outbursts of anger, because when you join something, when you identify as something, that category of people want everybody to identify exactly as they do. And it all comes down to belonging, which all goes traces back again to spirituality, you see. So no matter how much you do, no matter how much of a cycle you end up sort of going on, it all comes back to spirituality and the oneness. And all the conflicts that arise between that time is just very sort of counterproductive. And the sooner that you can identify that, oh, where did that conflict come from? Okay. So then I was like, oh, well, perhaps I'm not a vegan then. And I stopped identifying as that, and I do not describe myself as that, because, you know, sometimes I might have a little bit of honey, you know. Sometimes if I've accidentally eaten something with egg in it, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to come out on a Facebook vegan group and tell everybody, oh, well, Lord, I have sinned, you know, because honestly, that's what happens. And then they sort of come on and say, oh my god, everybody, I had a relapse, like it's a drug addiction. However, meat, look, food can be an addiction. A lot of meat and cheese, yes, they're addictive foods. They do set off receptors in your brain that are set off when you are on drugs. Okay, so yes, there is an addiction element to food. However, what I'm trying to say is that in those groups, when people come in, they're like, oh, I've relapsed and I've eaten, you know, fried chicken today. And everyone's like, oh, how dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself. You are disgusting. You are this, you are that. Absolutely foul. And of course, we are now living in the age of social media and technology. And people get extremely brave behind the keyboard. And they're like, you know, keyboard gangsters just come out really ready to, you know, dig you into some crazy hole and just do whatever they want, say whatever they want. And it is so horrific, and for some people very, very troubling and dangerous, because this type of online cyberbullying has led to countless deaths suicide, because you just don't know what the other person is going through, do you? You don't know what anyone's going through. So isn't it so much better to just sort of try to be kind, try to be understanding, try to say, you know what, I've gone through a tough time once upon a time in my life. Perhaps this person is feeling how I did when I went through that, when I went through an experience that was, you know, where I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Because most people have gone through something at some stage that is quite sort of dark, you know. And if we are to extend that level of empathy to other fellow human beings, we would be living in a better world. We would be living in a kinder world, you know. And that type of love for humanity is what will eventually overcome all the political constraints and conflicts and, you know, constant divide and unfairness that we have in the world, and injustice, because that's a huge part of me, fighting for justice, you know, and it's something that really sparks a fire in me every time I hear about an injustice. And my spiritual journey to this point now has really helped me understand things like that a lot better than I ever did before. And, you know, no lie, about 4 years ago, I'd go on a rally, you know, a pro-Palestinian rally, and I'd be so angry by the end of it. I'd be so disgusted. There'd be days where, you know, the news would come on, I'd be watching all of it, and I'd just literally just sit there and cry, because I'm just like helpless and sort of really fueled by what I'm seeing to try to do something. But that whatever something that is never really enough, you know. And then you just sort of come to a stage where, particularly if you're going through a spiritual journey, that, you know, you have to accept that you can't keep giving energy to certain things, because sometimes that's what's keeping things going, keeping things alive. So yeah, it's just sort of having that balance and the ability to let go and the ability to separate things in your mind, separate things in your life, separate things that are going on in other people's lives, because we are all here on our own journey to do our own, you know, to find our own feet and to find our own path in this life to lead to the next one, because we are all energy and we will never really just disappear and that will be the end of it. We will be moving on to other things at some stage once our time here is up, you know. And that's not a negative thing, and that's not a bad thing, you know. And that's the other part of, you know, spirituality that's really sort of important, is the understanding of what happens after, you know. And why is death such a big taboo almost to discuss? Why is it such an emotive subject? Why is it something that we automatically associate with sadness, you know, and attachment, and really sort of understanding what attachment is and why do we, you know, feel so attached to things and people, you know? And sometimes if you respect the fact that even if it's your father, as an example, or your mother, and understand that, yes, that was, you know, my mother is the vessel in which I came to this world, via which I came to this world, but her life is very separate to mine. Everything about her is separate to me, and all the choices she's made are hers, and all the choices I've made are mine. And all the experiences that I've had are completely mine, and all the ones she's had are completely hers. And especially as we journey on into adulthood, you know, you have very little shared full experiences with someone, because we're all different and that we perceive things differently. So, you know, it's just like when people get into car accidents and they have passengers in the back and the front, and the driver has a completely different story to the passengers. The view is completely different in the same car, the same time, with the, you know, in the same incident, but there are so many different versions. And it's exactly that. So when they want to go off and have their own other part of their journey, then we should let people do that without having toxic attachments that don't serve anybody, really. And I know that sounds quite, that might sound quite sort of, you know, to some people. I don't know what word to sort of use to describe that. But at the same time, it's like, well, but it's just the truth. We all our own here having this human experience, and we all spiritual, and we all have soul families, and we all feel connected at some point or another. But one thing is for sure, we all feel good when we are surrounded by love, right? And that's what we have to strive to do, strive to be, and strive to spread. I didn't think that this was going to go on as long as it has, but I will definitely hone in on a particular aspect of spirituality. I just wanted us to have a little thought-provoking episode where, you know, you understand perhaps where I'll be coming from, and I can delve deeper into my adulthood journey, spiritual journey, once I start the next spiritual episode. Thank you for listening. I hope this has sparked, you know, different things for you, or positive. Feel free to send me any questions or comments. You also can send me any questions or comments on my Instagram at spirituallyfree8. Yeah, have a beautiful day wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Love and light.